Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. It's that time again. It's Thursday night, open mic on the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Stevie G. We're going to connect. I see Stevie G has arrived in the building, so we're going to connect him in right on the line. Hello, Stevie G. How you doing this evening?
What's up, Miss E? How you? Black
High
home
five.
School. Black homeschool has been kind of quiet lately. What's up with that?
We trying to get them on the air and they kind of read for us again. But we just love that they're constantly present with us. But all right, we're going to get the show started off with a little bit of music and give the poets time to roll on in and share their voices this evening. And we're going to start it off with a little Raheem Devon with Breeze, and then we'll come back, we'll get it started with some poetry.
The ultimate pleasure is giving pleasure. Yeah, I'm a tourist. They say to be patient lovers. Bet your Aries, Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn, on the cusp.
If you should feel thirsty, I'll be sure to bring you water. Yes, girl, I got candles that will slow burn longer. And I know your favorite love song and how you like it on repeat. Me, I was born a patient lover, so I'll start with your
I'm
All right, welcome back, y'all, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and co-host, DVG. That was Raheem Devon with Breathe. And we are going to keep the show going here and get some poetry and some more great music in throughout the night. We're just looking for a great time tonight. And let's get it in by getting in our first caller on the air. Caller from the 304 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How are you doing? This is Salvatore Butacci.
Hello, Salvatore.
How are you?
Okay, how are you guys?
I'm great.
It's
so glad to hear your voice.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I have a poem I'd like to read. It's called
okay.
What do the daisies say?
All right.
All right.
Go
here
ahead.
All right. If only the wind would hush and we could somehow press our heads against the sod and hear the language of flowers. What do the daisies say on lonely graveyard hills? They stand in sentry rows as though to guard the sleeping. I cannot believe they are silent. Their yellow petals wave. They bend on green stems like beggars in need of grace. What do they say in petal talk, in velvet smooth vowels, in the alliterative rush of consonants that rise and fall and rise again? If only they could speak to us, say sweetly how proud to stand like guardians of the dead, or how they miss summer gardens. If only this heart of mine, this true self who speaks wordlessly, could decipher the tongues of daisies, and I could suddenly grow wise. That's it.
Wow. That's a piece? Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
A beautiful piece.
Now, that's something
that
thank
you very much.
We hear such a wonderful and divine piece. I love all of the trip that you took us on with engaging with the imagery of daisies in the field. And what inspired that piece?
Well, for one thing, I'm anxious for springtime, and I just can't wait. And you know, God is so good to us. He made such a beautiful world, and I just started thinking, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could converse not only with one another, but also with the other creatures and flowers and plants. I know you're familiar with Francis of Assisi, the great saint. Well, he talked to the flowers, you know, and he talked to the animals, and he had the highest respect for all of God's creatures. So that's what inspired that poem, to be able to speak with flowers, speak with animals, you know, maybe praise God together.
Absolutely. And be on one accord. All right. I
Absolutely.
Love that, Sal. I'm so happy that you finally made it out to the show, like you said
Thank
you,
you
would.
Yes. Well, I had a few other commitments on other Thursdays, but I promised myself I would make sure I called tonight.
Oh, I am happy. I thank you so much for gracing the show with such a lovely piece.
Thank
what was
you.
The title of that piece again?
The title of the piece? What do the daisies say?
What do the daisies say? I love that. That sounds
you.
Like a good title for a book, Sal.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Well, I thank you once again, Sal, for gracing the Poetic Energy Radio Show with such a lovely piece. We do hope that you don't be a stranger and come back anytime you like.
I will. I will. I promise.
Have a wonderful
thank
night.
You
too, and thank you for allowing me to read.
You're so welcome.
Anytime.
Right, good night. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. That was Sal from our poetry group on Facebook. I am so glad that he came and read the show this evening like he said he would. I am going to keep the show going here, and I'm going to read a little piece that I have. It's entitled Love and Inner Peace. Looking deep, seeking for the mustard seed of peace inside, open up my heart to revelation to recognize void existence had no business being a friend of mine. Each moment with her would lead me to a likely demise. Living life as if it is always dandy and fine offers no remedy for the damaged call deep inside. Void filled with empty promises and broken dreams evokes emotions that make you want to scream. Living day to day afraid to shine the light on all the pain and hurt that remains hidden, vexing you with overwhelming emotion, affecting you only to move forward in slow motion. Lying down motionless, the air's breeze is a brief, breathless steel. One emotion after another faintly flows through my veins. For all intents and purposes, my life remains the same. Each time I feel anxious or a mix of exhaustion or exhilaration, love becomes a pillow of comfort and shows me how to take ownership of my birthright to inner peace and accept voice filled with feelings of acceptance in exchange for letting her become the poster child for leading all into a positive direction. And that's that piece, love and inner peace. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We see some more people have arrived. We're going to share a little piece that was sent into us by one of our visiting poets. I don't think that I see them in the chat room tonight, but they sent in this fantastic piece. And I think, Ms. Strong, I really know who I'm talking about. This track is sent in by the Mind Poet, and this piece is entitled Float On. Enjoy, y'all.
Libra, Leo, Cancer,
Ralph,
Charles,
Paul,
Larry,
Aquarius, and my name is Vincent Frank, and this song goes out to all the women I've met that slow down. And if you're feeling me, and you're feeling this song, I want you to grab your man.
The day with MC Trey. You already know I'm up someplace, and when you come in my face, I kick your butt on a better day. So what's the mark? You wanna see some action? Let me tell you the story for Michael Jackson. Wait a minute. Excuse me, baby, what's up? You looking fine? So look at me. You can pass me by, cause I'm one crazy little guy. You give me high five, I take you on the drive like the family ties. Cause I'm a new kid on the block, and when I roll TikTok, I pick it up, I don't stop like the candy pop. I was walking down the street and I met this pretty freak. She asked me out tonight. I told her right. I pick her up at 6 o'clock. The girl to TikTok. Girl at 6 o'clock. I picked her up a limousine. Rolling on the bass sheen and went to dinner. The girl was a winner. Thought we drinking the wine. I'm looking blind like a one of a kind. And thought you think I'm fine. We started loving, hugging, missing, kissing, and rubbing the damp of Vaseline like a jelly bean. We'll get together like the hell of feather. She's so funny. Could be my big fat honey. What you rub on my tummy, y'all? Night long. She was on the telephone, saying the fuck you phone the night long. Had it going on till the brick of dawn. The 2:15, the suit was coming out. Let me take this fucking girl everybody been talking about. I went up to her like I didn't even knew her. And asked her what's her name, she said her name was Dana. I walked her home. Her papa and her daddy was already gone. We started knocking the boots all night long. Had it going on.
This is little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it A Blues for Nina. Your slave. I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons, sister to the distant yet rising star? Is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. High on legs, I'll spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important. But they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh, trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm, make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings. Distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, man. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about you. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Because rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh, trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
Right, y'all, that was Brother to the Night. I always love that piece. We're going to keep the show. I'm sorry, CBG?
That's a tight piece there.
Yeah, I love it every time I hear it. But we're going to keep the show going. We got a couple of more tracks we're going to play, and then we're going to come back and take some more callers. We're going to play Miss Alicia Bolden with Ode to Love.
This is my dedication to love. This is my soiree of emotions, giving love a standing ovation. This is my ode to love. Submerging in your love, drowning in the undertone of your abyss, petrified by electromagnetic waves, confining the chemistry between our unadulterated attraction as we dip into a complete panacea of satisfaction as we manipulate the time, every moment, every second, every minute to our advantage, becoming intertwined, intertangled, intermingled with a new vocabulary, a profound vernacular. We found love lonely, waiting to connect us to our spirit connection, soul to soul, no longer yearning a soulmate. We were high at risk, cashing up the stakes, carefree with the stakes of free falling into a love of unmistakable, undeniable, unstoppable, unforgettable, yet quite remarkable. And this is our dedication, our informal salutation, encompass, rhythm, rhymes, and blues to this lyrical tune. This is our paradigm shift, our continuous flow. This is our manifestation, the regulation, the stopping point. This is our ode to love.
If you choose, don't be scared. I won't lose my underwear. Red, white, pink, and yellow. How you like my G-string on? A small pull, a little tug. Now your pants are on the floor. Reaching up, reaching down, commencing with a smile. Licking lips between my legs. Pleasure, pleasure is definitely in order. Sweat coming down. Explosions all around. Of all the backup, love, you had in store just for this one love and nobody else. Smiling as we begin, not even in 10 minutes. Shoot, We have climax again and again. This time I am panting and swearing this was some good stuff you was giving, and that is my piece.
Did we not know show was going pretty time?
No,
you know, I'm trying to find the clapping. All right, Sean.
Hey, Sean, oh, you're a heat monger.
If I can, I'll come back later for something else.
Okay,
all right.
So
thank you, as
bring
always.
Bring some ice buckets when you come back.
Yeah, all right, I will.
All right.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 678 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Jamise.
Hey,
hi,
Jamise. Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, we're doing great.
I'm liking Strong Island. Trying to figure out what I'm going to say after that.
Okay, you better eat if you got
something. You bring it too.
I'm just going to do Who Said You Ain't Beautiful then. I'm going to do Who Said You Ain't Beautiful.
Okay.
I think this is one of the first ones I did.
Are you going to say it?
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
There's a treat tonight, so let us say our piece, and then we'll get back to her vocals.
All right, go on.
Okay. Who says you ain't beautiful? Love me. Show me I am all that matters. In spite of my short, kinky afro, my perm bob, my long, stringy hair, I am beautiful. Look at this smile on my face. I am into me, and there's nothing you can do about it. God has continued to mold me and sculpt me into this beautiful goddess that man can admire. That is, if he chooses to. But regardless, as to whether or not he makes the right choice, let's just ask him. Are you worthy enough to admire and digest all this beauty? Are you able to glide down this beautiful trail that is adorned with peace, stillness, intelligence, and a beautiful beauty that screams, acknowledge me? Many feel as if we are privileged to be in their presence, but oh no, my sisters, they got it all wrong. God has made us oh so wonderful and all unique in our own ways that allows us to offer more than any man really can handle and maybe not even deserve. It is He who has blessed us and made us perfect in His sight, because God makes no mistakes. So makeup, weaves, tats, wraps, flab, muscles, pimples, curves, or flat as a board can never really enhance or digest or disguise the beauty within. So strut your stuff, girl, and don't look back, because I promise you the one who is entitled based on God's definition will take you as you are, and that's a fact, and that's that piece.
All right.
Ooh, yes, I love that. I am so loving that piece, because people need to know that God, the one that is for you, definitely will take you for who you are and what you
definitely are.
I just so love that. Bravo, sister. Thank you so much for that piece. We love you as always, and we will definitely grace the show with some more of your vocals this evening.
I appreciate it. I'm going to ask that you guys keep me in your prayers. I have an audition actually on this Saturday in Chattanooga, and they'll be looking at my singing, and they're going to be looking at possibly trying to get me somewhere where I can publish my poetry. So.
All right.
Yes, I'm sorry. All right, y'all heard it. God is doing great things, y'all. All right, Ms. Jameen.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to hang tight and can take the next caller. All right, caller from the 443 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How are you doing today?
All right.
We're doing great. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. Just tired.
Who's on the mic?
My name is Red Ink.
Oh,
all
Red
right,
Ink. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm just
what
loving
you
the vibe. Well, I'm going
to
just spit a piece I wrote a couple months ago.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It seems like continuous trauma became a part of my life from the start, and pain to enter this screwed up world was too pricey to be bought. And I was brought into this planet only to lose all I had, and bitterness filled me with so much tension. I felt like life put a knife through my heart. I can't wait to the day when the rain clear and the drama stop and the world gives me a reason to smile and the time is up on my trauma clock. When purpose for existence is revealed and finally I can align the dots and break away from this clueless path I started after I lost my mom and pops. I'm rebelling against suicidal thoughts, for it takes a man to live. Father, give me an identity in Christ, a selfless mind and a hand to give. Deliver me from seeking after unwholesome companionship with damaged ribs and a mind of turmoil and memories of childhood neglect as an abandoned kid. If I can just get a little joy from this earth, it would be a priceless gift from the sky. If the world would be grateful just to give me some peace so I can see clear in my stride. If I can just get a little help to get past all the sorrow and the fear and my pride, then joy for the first time would be the meaning behind the tears of my eyes. If I were just to reveal the source of these emotions, it would be a dare to be brief. If the world ever tried to take the pain away, then it's a terrible thief, because no one was there for me growing up, let alone care to be easy on me, even on the verge of starving myself to death to ease my unbearable grief. You know, this voyage to joyfulness is lonely. In addition, the path is cold. There are many stumbling blocks in the corridor alike, as the passage shows. From a distance, visually, it's similar, but there's a difference between brass and gold. The end could be good for me, even though I grew up without family and a lack of clothes. I long for the moment that I can relax and settle in the presence of Christ's glory. I'm sorry that I can't bring easiness to your ears with the pleasure of a nice story. So forgive me for releasing all my hurt on you. Just know that I try to store it. However, it troubles me that I have to search for happiness, and I hate that I'm fighting for it. They say that things will only get better, and the worst is right now. I'm hoping that things and life will make a drastic turn before the curtains fall down. And finally, I'm placed on a better path and equipped with a heart that's refurbished and wiped down. Lord, I'm tired of waiting for change. I'm hurting right now.
All right. Was that your piece?
That's my piece.
That's my piece.
Oh, that was tight, bro.
Wait, hold on. I need to do this for you. Yes. You brought that piece. That is a very deep, hurting piece. I so love that. I know I can feel where that piece was coming from, and was coming from a deep place, and you totally brought your message to the forefront. I am so honored to have you even read that on this show.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Man, thanks, and make sure you don't stop coming. Come out again, please.
Okay, yeah, you guys are on every Thursday, right?
Yes.
Every Thursday
yes.
At 9 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. I'll be sure to be here next week.
All right.
Make sure you, I see you signed into the chat room. Make sure you let us know how we can connect with you, because you brought it, and I'm so feeling that piece.
Thank you. I'll do that. I'll put my URL
okay.
online. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We love you, brother, for that. All right. That was Red Ink, y'all. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Woo. He brought it. Caller from the 610 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do you have? Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, I'm listening.
You're listening?
No, my name is Listen.
Oh, how you doing,
Listen?
Listen?
Okay, all right.
How
are you today,
doing?
Listen?
I'm fine.
What you gonna do for us today?
I'm gonna let you guys hear a little poem. It's a little scratchy because I haven't finished it yet, and you know it's called Pain. The poem is labeled as Pain.
All right, go ahead and do your thing.
All right. Who are you to judge me? Why do you stare at me like that? Do you know who I am? Do you know what I've been through? Do you know where I live? No, you don't. Well, why do you stare at me like that? You make me feel uncomfortable. Why do people judge one another just by looks? We judge because we feel we're better? No, my pain is I had a mother who chose a man over me. I have no children, and it stresses me. Do you know that I cry every day? Do you know when I walk down the street, and even though I hold my head up high because the Lord tell me to hold my head up high, it hurts to not look low because I feel low about myself? I'm sorry, guys. That's all I have tonight.
Oh.
No, well, listen, I am so happy that you even brought that because that is just the beginning of a great piece, and I so appreciate you for sharing that much
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you for coming out. You can finish the piece whenever you get the time.
I
definitely will.
All righty. Thank you so much. That was Listen, you all, with her piece called Pain. Was it called Pain?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we need to clap it up for you.
Yes, we always take the Lord. Yes.
And listen, if you would be so kind to let us know how we can connect with you.
Yes. Actually, I'm on vacation right now. I'm in Pennsylvania at my cousin's house. But I'm in the 732 area code, if you ever. Do you need my number or anything like that?
Oh, no, not your number. Like, you know, if you have a Facebook or a MySpace
yes,
page.
Yes, I have a Facebook. Yes. My Facebook is TaishaBales@yahoo.com.
Oh, that's your email.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm still under Taisha Bells on Facebook.
And Taisha Bells, okay.
Yes, B-A-I-L-S.
Okay. We so appreciate you, sister, and do come back again. Don't be a stranger.
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You also.
All right, that was Listen, y'all, with her piece entitled Pain, and she will definitely be coming back again to share with us her finished product in weeks to come. So let's look out for that. And we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 443 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
I believe it's me, the same guy earlier.
Oh, okay. You still have your hand. Did you want to do another piece?
Yes, I want to do another piece. I have a poetic friend that I hang out with a lot. He should be listening right now, so I'm going to do another piece for him, too.
All right, great.
Okay, here I go. The door closes. Off you go in the rain with envy. If you are surprised, then let me ask you why. You weren't too sane to tempt me. All I did was love you. I cared for you. You became my enemy, and eventually I ended up broken, used, drained, and empty. My world revolved around you. In all my endeavors, you were tied in. Any issues that came up, I froze time so I would be the one you confide in. I wanted you to be my other half, so that we can make one hybrid. But I had no idea that when we gathered jointly, it would be one-sided. Daily I reflected on how I can bring you pleasure. My head was restless. I would even go as far as sacrificing rest so you can take pleasure in bed and breakfast. And as time passed, things became clear. I'm miserable, dread infested. My heart became bitter, deserted, dead and desolate. I refuse to believe every woman is selfish. I would not let it in my guarded mind. My first experience of this corruption of next to kin is far behind. I'm a victim of my own decisions. Now there's death and these scars of mine. She wanted me to be a part of her life, but didn't try to be a part of mine. I'm not the sort of man to pretend to akin to you to get you under covers. I'm not the sort of man that has a box in a drawer filled with a bunch of rubbers. I'm the form of man that needs just one woman, excluding other lovers. And it's easy to be loved, but it takes the effort to love another. I'm tired of being in broken relationships with no meaning. I'm weary of bearing in mind neglected kids with mothers. It's demeaning. I refuse to subsist with uncompromising women with demeanors that display pride and the inability to compromise unless it's convenient. My nights were dark, so dark. I couldn't even get light from the moon above. I can't see you in my life. I would end up resorting to consuming drugs. Was there a spark between us? I assumed there was. But my heart became so congested with resentment, there was no room for love. I couldn't stand fighting with you. No wrong can redeem a wrong. We couldn't even talk things out. That's why I would always flee from home. You're not once walked in my shoes, and not once was there an easing tone. So I can't deal with this anymore. I would much rather be alone.
Wow, and that's that piece? Yeah. Mm. That was a very revealing and deep piece. Once again, you brought it again. What was the title of that again?
That one was called Compromise.
Compromise. Hmm. Yeah, I might have to discuss that after the show.
Okay.
Great poem.
A lot of people don't know nothing about that.
All right. Thank you so much again for sharing with us another piece, and we certainly enjoyed you.
Thank you.
All righty. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Woo, he brought it. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 803 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Boogie.
I'm sorry?
I said, this is Boogie.
Hey, Boogie, how are you?
What's happening? What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. It's great to hear your voice. We know you're going to bring it.
Yeah, I got this piece that I started it and then I finished it. And it's entitled, Why I Spit. Okay?
All right.
Pools of consonants and vowels gather hurriedly behind my palate, foaming at the corners of my mouth. Wiping with my pen, letters clamber and form sentences as they drip down south to paper, pre-moistened with my honeyed imprint. On the keyboard of soul, I press tab for a new paragraph in my life, indent. I spit to see the reflections in the mason jars of my mood. I spit because I can chew and swallow a dictionary as food. I spit so that a thesaurus can have a place to play. I spit to speak when my heart can't find the right beats to say. I spit clearing the dark clouds over pain. I spit erecting an expressive tent over my spirit, articulating protection from the rain. I spit, blessing minds with a smooth cerebral glide. I spit to keep my memories from committing suicide. I spit, changing erotic cities to nations. I spit as ecstasy becomes a personal human libation. I spit to hydrate wet dreams. I spit giving orgasms reasons to pronounce my name as they scream. My inhibitions and nature, a fleshly boulder. I spit to kick Satan off my shoulder. I spit as a voice for the sinner to secretly confess. I spit, dining in cardboard mansions with the homeless. I spit, snorting vocal crack, twitching as I am injected into the veins of an addict. I spit, my neck full tilt as I grip the brown bag of an alcoholic. I spit, talking with my homies while buzzing on hood paradise. I spit, leaving a long-handled pencil between me and my enemies as I whip them into fragmented demise. Elemental stimulation, spoken or unwritten penetration. I spit because I am a poetic nymphomaniac, no remorse. Daily I perform lyrical masturbation and have frequent oratory intercourse. I enjoy microphonic bondage or having my thoughts tied up with a quill. I spit to give my declarative ink room to roam at will. I spit so that an antonym can sharpen its edge. I spit to give poets a lyricist's allegiance in which they can pledge. Pulling the weeds of void existence, I spit to plant seeds, creating rhythmical landscapes. I spit to release the monotonous, forgotten aches hidden within the cement jaws of prisoners, offering hopeful landscapes. I spit because my tongue is a hunter, notorious for finding verses in the jungle of utterance. Oh, so glorious. I spit, crafting groupies out of my sound. Exhaling, I watch silence tremble in my drawl as a new language is found. I spit, claiming my country orifice as the new verbal superdome. Excited, rhymes, stanzas, haiku, prose, and music all claim my lips as their new home. I spit, the originator of linguistic recipes barred to my core. Licking each page, you digest a phrase and crave more. When I spit, I don't pay fines. Producing an eloquent wine, I crush monosyllables, squeeze out idioms. I place levels on speech and pour out colloquialisms. As long as I have divine nectar in my body, I commit to spit. And that's that piece.
Woo!
Lord.
The buggy! Oh, yes! I just want to know
what you say, Boo.
She spit because she is a poet, nymphomaniac.
That's right,
I gotta have it. I love it.
No remorse. I gotta have it.
You might have a song there. Somebody might be hitting you up to, you know, write that into a rap or something. You better check out BMI and admit that you just never know. All right. We so love you for that. I enjoyed that. That was so enjoyable.
I told
All
you.
Right.
My
that
love.
Was the
I promise.
Thank you so much, sister, again.
All right, darling. See you.
All right. All right, we're going to keep the show going. The boogie broke that. Woo! All right, we're going to keep the show going here, and we're going to have my co-host come in and do his thing on the mic, and then we're going to come back with some more vocals from some of our other frequent visitors and guests and family and friends. All right, Stevie G, you guys, you ready?
I'm waiting for you, girl, but I got to say, Dax Boogie, girl, you know I love you because you just ripped that poem up. So
I know.
I wasn't in the chat room to comment, but I'm going to comment right now because, girl, you tore that up. That was tight. Anyway, to go on with what I got to do. The guy that came on earlier, one of your friends, Salvatore, was his name?
Uh-huh.
He kind of made me pull this song up, this old song that I wrote, because, you know, it's a lot of times when we go around in life, we just don't appreciate the surroundings we're in. And I wrote a song, and it's called What God Has Done For Me.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it. All right, so this is it. Thank you.
blessings, I can't count that high. No matter how I search my mind, I can't figure out why. The sky could be so blue, appreciated by so few. A tree could be in full bloom and a night lit by a full moon. Glorious to view, this is God's residue. What God has done for me, He's allowed me to see. What God has done for me, He continues to do. What God has done for you, He continues to shower us with His dew. Seen through our eyes, it's God's view. The ripples of a stream flow, reflections of the sun's glow. Snow-capped mountains are the backdrop, and flowers dry of raindrops. God's masterpiece is the scene of places we only visit in our dreams. Thank you, Lord, for all your love planned and designed from heaven above. This is why we praise Him so high. Look at all He does with a simple sigh. All has been created by the Master. There's even some beauty in this natural disaster. What God has done for me, He continues to do. What God has done for you, He continues to shower us with His dew. Seen through our eyes, it's God's view. Jesus walked His glorious land from the ocean through desert sands, from fish swimming to birds in flight, His cloudy days and His starry night, His rainy days for food to grow, His beautiful flowers and His pure white snow, His autumn leaves, His... that's all the song, I'm sorry. I ran out of music. Anyway, that's the song.
DVD, y'all. Miss Fertility Coach, because Stevie G vocals were came by request, especially from her. So Stevie G, all right.
Oh, thank you, baby. I forgot that song was as long as the words that I wrote. I forgot because it's been a while since I've done it. So, but you heard most of it anyway.
Yes, you did your thing, Stevie G.
Thank
all right, we're
going
to keep the show going. We got to, I just want to acknowledge all the people in the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy Show. We so love you. Beautiful JC, Black Homeschooler, the Boogie Fertility Coach, guest 22121, guest 25204, Red Ink, Ratting with Random, Shanice Marie, Sherry Williams, Stevie G, and Strong Island. We so appreciate your presence and all of the callers that have called in and that are tuning in. We so appreciate you. I see a lot of hands raised up on the switchboard, so we're just going to keep the show going here. And we are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 443 area code, you are on the air of Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How you doing? This is Diz.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? Did you say Dennis? I'm sorry?
Yeah, Diz. I'm Red Ink's brother.
Oh, you're Red Ink's brother. Okay. So
yeah.
What are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, he called me and told me he was getting on, so I decided I might as well get on to you.
Okay.
I'm going to perform the most recent poem I wrote. Told myself this would probably be the last poem I write for a while, but, you know. It's entitled Cold Hearted.
Okay.
Go ahead and do your thing, bro.
Basically, on my feelings on love for right now. You know, a lot of things have got me down for now. I'm a little cold-hearted about love.
All right.
Okay, so here it goes. I rendered myself incapable of love. I surrendered myself untakeable for lust. I've hindered my health. I'm breakable and fragile. With a concrete heart that's no longer agile to move up and down aisles, shopping and searching for this product called love. A product we trust. A product we all use, but we see minimum results. And him and him and oh, so he begins to spin this boat on them within the smoke. Everything looks good, but these are only prayers, a synonym of hope. But then the smoke clears. And we see that the product is store brand, a cheap knockoff, imitations, requiring you to provide everything on your part, but on their side, limitations. Never has it been adjacent to your love with minutes wasted and time spent that's irreplaceable. Chasing love, chasing dreams, chasing stars, hoping, wishing, praying, waiting for a change of heart. For that change of pace, that change of place. Fuck it, take me out this time period. Give me a change of dates. Yeah, change of days. But why? If every day the same pain remains, when does the rain change? Insane this weather we're having. I'll never get past it. I'm feeling lonely, collapse, and this discomfort you can only imagine. Hurt is solely in fashion. In my emotional wardrobe. Emotional overload. Emotions, they so control the motion and flow of those looking. But it doesn't stop me. And I ask myself, why this? Why can't it stop you? Why does love chew you up, spit you out, and leave you to rot too? Why when you're involved, you don't say that you had me, but you say that I got you? See, they say love is giving somebody the power to destroy you, but trusting them not to. But what if they do? What if the truth is they're the devil in disguise, or the devil has devised a plan to send his little demons to hurt you with little reason, the purpose has little meaning, no virtue, and bleeding bleakness. And now that I've shown a little weakness, it's crazy how you can break my heart, but I still love you with all those little pieces. But I'm done with the love poems. I'm done with the love stories. Why, hon, can you love poorly? This is a done deal with love, surely. This unreal love bores me, and it sends my mind into obliteration. And my family say, take your time, Diz, but I can't take time into consideration. Why? Because I'm too old to consider dating. I'm too cold to consider spacing from you, love. Fuck true love. There's no such thing. Because between true love and what you've done, there should be no such pain as this. this disease-ridden world with all the fleas, ticks, and bugs like you, carrying your love germ from one family to the next, leaving the family out in the cold, affecting the whole family as it grows. There's no answer to it, but love is a cancer if you don't let go. So my fellow poets, they tell me, oh, this is fire. But these words, they ain't hot if you feel it. I want to take revenge on all the cheaters, but I'm shooting blank shots at the sinners with a drunken, twisted mind state like I drink shots of your sins, love. But that's what I get for wearing my heart on my sleeve. And I feel like I got on a tank top in a winter, and so I'm cold-hearted. I'm cold-hearted, see, so pardon me, there's no bargaining with you. I'm tired of arguing with you, and it's starting to sink through. I'm starting to see the truth, that no matter how faithful I am, you're far from being true. And now because of you, I'm cold-hearted. I'm cold-hearted. I'm cold-hearted from the things you said. These emotions, they just leave me dead. We made a union before God, and I thought you would be my rib. But instead, I'm cold-hearted. Yeah, I'm cold-hearted from the stuff you've done. I knew the roads were going to be tough, but love, I thought we would work on us. But baby, you was just too young. And now, I'm cold-hearted. Cold-hearted from all the lies you told. I'm tired of this mind control. And now, boo, I am prone to live a loveless, lifeless road. And because of that, I am cold. I am cold. I am cold-hearted. That's my piece.
All right. That was wonderful. That was a great piece.
Brother, I'm going to clap for you in a minute. But I so appreciate and love that piece. I mean, because it came from a pure place. And
yeah.
I want to encourage you not to stop writing, because you brought that purely from the heart. And in the places where we, you know, go through different things, poetry is that kind of thing that kind of heals you from dealing with those type of things. And I really, really want to encourage you to keep on writing and continue to pour from your heart, because that's your place of healing. I so love you for writing that piece and sharing that piece on the show with us tonight. We want to thank Red Ink for encouraging you to call into the show and read that piece, because I felt it from the core of my soul. And I think that so many other people can relate with your message in there. And we were going through that same moment with you. So thank you so much for sharing that piece.
No problem at all.
All right, and you know, we got it. Did I hear a smile or a laugh or a chuckle?
Just a little bit. Just a little chuckle, that's it.
Just a little bit, but you know, before you go, we got to clap you up. But I just wanted to say that little piece to you.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. That was finished before I had it, guys.
Thank you again, Dennis.
No problem.
All right. Don't be a stranger. I'm going to look for you, especially for you.
Okay,
good night. We are going to keep the show going. That was Dennis with Cold Hearted. He brought it, y'all. All right. As we promised, we have another songstress in the house, a vocalist, I should say, a fantastic vocalist. And we are going to play her track for you. She is none other than Miss Jamise Cox, also known as Beautiful JC in the chat room. This is one of her pieces entitled Kiss Me.
I hear a duet.
All right, let's see what happened here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, something happened with the chat room. All right, we're going to try this again. Energy Radio Show with your host Poetic E and your co-host Stevie G. That was Miss Jamise Cox.
Kiss that was
me
pretty.
All, was kissing all over. She is one of our own family members, also known as Beautiful JC. In the chat room, y'all, show us some love for Kiss Me All Over. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We got 14 more minutes remaining in the show. We got all kinds of hands raised up. I see some repeat offenders, but I am going to take as many as I can, in order. So I am going to take the next caller on the air. All right, we are connecting in. Random Acts of Kindness. You are on the air, a poet. and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Random. How are y'all doing?
All right, Random. How are you?
Fun. I don't think I've ever been to your all's show before. I'm really enjoying it, though.
Thank you. Welcome to the first.
Glad to be here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, are you going to do a piece for us or sing for us? Or?
Well, I suck at singing, so let's hope not. But I do have a poem. I do have a poem that I wanted to share. It's called Eternal Fate.
Okay. Eternal Fate.
I had died, and my soul stood before God to be judged for the journey that I had trod, the terrible truth about my life and intent, concerning my journey and how my life was spent. The Ten Commandments appeared before me on the wall. I was asked one by one, did I obey God's call? I was shaking and terrified to my very core. Nothing is hidden when you stand on God's floor. I was asked one by one about the deeds I had done. Did I obey God's law, or did I forsake him one by one? I could plainly see the blasting fire from hell. Eternity was here, and to my knees I fell. I'd never shook so hard, overcome by fear. It was too late to plead for mercy. My judgment was near. The beauty of heaven was far beyond belief. There was joy everywhere, no hate, fear, or grief. I had plenty of time to pray, ask forgiveness, and repent. I tried to walk by faith, being mindful of how my life was spent. I took the time to pray, but God sometimes had to wait. Now it was my time to face him and learn my eternal fate. Slowly he opened the Lamb's Book of Life. Was my name written there? Did I do everything right? He searched and searched and searched once again. Finally he said, you know the wages for your sin. Sadly, I was sentenced for eternity to dwell. Forever and ever I would be cast into hell. Demonic laughter came from the lake of fire. He said, you're mine to torture, and I never tire. No one will hear your pleading or your praying. Your words are concealed here. No one cares what you were saying. He dragged me to hell's torturous eternal fire and smoke, crying and screaming and trembling, pleading to God until I awoke. And that's that piece.
That was all right, girl.
Random. Yeah.
You got that wild crowd there.
Thank you so much, Randall, for sharing that piece. Like I said, I wish I had so much more time to kind of do that piece with you. But I hope you do come again. We're here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share again with us your voice. Because I enjoyed that piece.
Well,
I know where a piece like that comes from. And thank you for being a guest of ours this evening for the first time.
And I'm going to follow you all so I can see when you're on. So I'll make sure I come back.
Thank you so much. That's so great. That was random, y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Random. I liked your poem. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 919 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ian.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm okay. It's my first time checking you guys' show out. Somebody told me about you. I have a piece that I wrote a couple of years ago during a dark time in my life where people was coming at me in a lot of shady ways. So I took it to the pen. So
right.
I like to do it if it's okay. Can I do it?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this piece is called Belly Crawlers. And it starts, it goes, how does it feel to know that emotional security is not your friend? How does it feel to know not even a little righteousness because you mock knowledge? How does it feel to be forced to wear a mask to camouflage the devil in you? How does it feel to every day lose your soul because peer pressure and your in crowd are actually chasing acceptance? How does it feel to make grief for those that shine with qualities you can't find in yourself and jealousy is as cold as the grave? How does it feel to not be at peace with the real reflection in the mirror, and that is your secret? How does it feel to witness the peaceful ones, and your devilish mint is your closest friend. How does it feel to know your artificial happiness is temporary and you must buy and be bought again and again and again? How does it feel to fake freedom and not understand illusion? How does it feel to know that only a belly-crawling snake can answer these questions? And that's that.
All right.
That's that piece. All right, oh, wives, we got to show them some love. Oh, what happened there? Yeah, All right, we so appreciate you, brother. I hate to have to talk so quickly, but tell us your name again.
My name is I Am. My name is I Am. You can find me on Facebook at under my government name, which is William Riley. And can I catch you guys at this time on Thursday? Every Thursday, you guys are on.
Yeah,
every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're so welcome to come back anytime.
Thanks, sis. I'll be sure to check y'all out.
And we enjoy
it. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to keep it going. We have so many hands on the switchboard. We got to get them all in 7 minutes. All right, next caller from the 678 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Jamise.
Hey.
I'm going to do, okay,
Jones.
I'm doing... Huh?
You down in Georgia?
Actually, I'm from Georgia. I'm in Nashville now.
Well, Charlie, what's your name is?
I'm going to do, I normally do the inspirational stuff, but I'm going to do some personal love letters pretty much tonight.
Alright, sounds great.
It's called Thoughts of You. It's Thoughts of You Part 1, and then it Thoughts of You Revisited. It just runs all together. So, Thoughts of You. A new day, a new year, one more awakening of my heart. Another morning to awake with a smile on my face. A beautiful thought of you, another grin. A thought of you holding me tight next to you, another rise up top. To close my eyes and picture you inside of me, a warm, silky stream begins to flow below. As I lie on my back and continue to fantasize, I imagine this king snake swimming in the silky stream. Then I begin to moan. As king snake swims, he decides to take a taste of the sweet, succulent nectar that flows slowly through the silky stream. Then my eyes close slowly. As he nests and wades in the stream, he decides that this is where he shall reside. Another smile on my face now. Then an eruption takes place from a volcano that has been inactive for a while. Another moan. Then I open my eyes and I realize I'm not dreaming. It's all you, baby. I was just thinking of you and I began to smile. I can feel your presence for miles and miles. To hear your voice, my body begins to melt like hot lava of a volcano down the side it has crept. When I close my eyes, I feel you inside like warm juices running through the crevices of an abyss when our bodies collide. To imagine your tongue on my breast and down my belly, your lips begin to go. To stop and nest at that secret place, for me, is oh such pure joy. But when it's your turn, baby, the pleasure's all mine. To give you what you need to receive, no need for you to run and hide. Your hands behind my head, taking the lead as you do, guides me to that place of ecstasy for you. My body around your lollipop, and you saying, oh, baby, don't stop what you do. I want every thought of me to bring a smile to your face, because when we finally connect, you always know it's worth the wait. I know you are very, very busy, and you give me the time you have, because, baby, when you have free time, relaxed, and stress-free is what it shall be. So think about what's in store for you when you return to me. Open arms, open heart, an ear to hear, and a playground to explore all your fantasies. So King Snake, would you like some ice cream with that cake? Because, baby, whether you know it or not, your name is already written on top. And that's that piece.
All right.
I love Yeah, he's so lovely. I hate to cut the clapping short, but we certainly enjoyed that piece. You brought that. All right, I think you're giving Strong some competition here.
Oh, she got to go deeper than that to give Strong some competition with that heat. She was great, but that heat, when we're Strong at anyway. Strong, you're supposed to come back and do another one. What happened?
We got 3 more minutes remaining in the show, and we're going to keep the show going. We still have a lot of calls on the chat, you know, a lot of hands raised up, so we're going to try to get you in. We got 2 minutes. Who do we have stepping up to the mic? 610, area code. Okay. All righty, we're going to keep it going down here. 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. I think I know who this is, but who do we have stepping up to the mic?
Yeah, Strong Island 631, how are you?
Oh, God. You got 2 minutes to get it in, girl. Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Let's
hope. Strong, all I got to ask you is one thing.
Yes, it needs ice. Okay, here we go. The name of the poem.
What is your name, Niz?
The name of the poem is called Triangle of Love. It's a little story version, and it goes like this. Randy and I was always friends. Never did I believe he wanted to fuck me. See, Randy knew I was seeing Fred. Fred was the best thing since I left high school. Fred was the one who stole my virginity. To Randy, he was the enemy. Every now and then, I would catch Randy trying to reach for me. Fred was a different kind of lover. He pleased me with just words of love, such as, he will lick that pussy while squeezing your breast, creating zigzags upon your chest, with sticky dick fluid squirting from him as I please him with mine. Randy, what is on your mind? This is not time to open me up wide. Randy going in through the front while Fred is looking on, scared that I might enjoy Randy more, that he jumps to his feet and pulls me to the floor. As he is ready to score, liquid gold flowing in front of me, liquid gold flowing behind me. I'm screaming, let's all enjoy this fun, because babies, I am not even done, and that is my piece.
All right, Strong Island, we got 56
Hold on,
seconds.
Hold on, I got to get the ice buckets.
We just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We so appreciate all the poets that came through, all the vocalists that came through. We love you. Come see us every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and share with us your voice. So God bless y'all. Good night. And hold your head up, Diz, because we love you. All
Strong
right.
Island got my house sweating. Thank y'all.
All right, y'all. Good night. We're going to take y'all with a little bit of Luther.
Woo, nice song.
Oh,
nothing there but gloom. But all the room is not a house, and a house is no home when the two of us are far apart and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy game when it ends. It ends. Pretty little darling, Elma. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this heart. Gonna be, say that you're gonna be.